Hello, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment for us to all stop and listen to God together. Let me start by reading from the Bible. Acts chapter 4, verses 18 to 20. The council of the Jews called the apostles back in and commanded them never again to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Do you think that God wants us to obey you rather than him? We cannot stop telling about everything we have seen and heard." The miraculous healing of the lame man attracted great attention, and so Peter found himself with a further opportunity to speak to the crowd. He explained that the healing had been done in the name of Jesus, pointing out that they had, quote, "killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead." This was too much for the Jewish authorities, who were desperate to find a way to shut him up. Peter responded by making it clear that if it was a choice between obeying the Jewish council or God, he would choose God. Nothing would be able to stop him from witnessing about his faith in Jesus. It's worth stopping for a moment and reminding ourselves that this bold, confident speaker is the Peter who, only a few weeks before, had denied ever knowing Jesus. He's clearly a changed man, and his pathetic denials are a thing of the past. In Romans chapter 13, Paul teaches that we should all submit to the governing authorities which derive their authority from God. However, when rulers abuse their power and stand in the way of God, our duty is to obey God. In many countries today, to obey God is to stand in opposition to the government. Open Doors is an organisation that seeks to ensure that persecuted Christians are remembered and supported. At the moment, they identify the top five countries where persecution is the most prevalent as North Korea, Afghanistan, Somalia, Libya, and Pakistan. Let us keep praying for them, asking God to give them the courage to stand up for him, however intense the opposition. We may not face such flagrant opposition ourselves, but we still need to ensure that every day we're taking our orders from God and not from anyone else. Let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, we pray for our Christian brothers and sisters who are experiencing persecution. We thank you for them and pray that you will give them peace and courage as they stand for you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope that you'll tune in each day to Be Still and Know here on Premier. Have a great day.